Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of the Creative Alchemist podcast. To those of you already supporting the show with a monthly subscription, thank you so much. If you'd like to become a supporter and help make this show possible, tap the link in this episode's description or visit anchor.fm/thecreativealchemist to become a monthly supporter. Thank you all again and enjoy. What is up, home fries, home skillets, and home bodies? Lots going on in the world today. If you know, you know. If you don't know, do your Googles for like 5 minutes and then get off, because it's all very, very much anxiety inducing. And I want you to take very good care of yourself. So, I've been kind of hesitant about recording a podcast episode because I wanted it to be something meaningful and inspirational and full of hope and all that good shit. But really, I wanted to make an episode around motivation. And if anything, we're still out here living. We're still out here creating. And if I'm here for anybody, man, I am here for the artists. And I know that during this time, with school shutting down, with businesses shutting down, with people's priorities and attention and energy being shifted and refocused, it's really been hitting artists hard. And that's not to say that it isn't hitting other people hard. It is. But I'm here for the artists. So if you feel strongly about other groups of folks, I lovingly suggest you go make your own goddamn podcast episode about it. I'm here for the artists. So I've been wanting to talk for a while about motivation. How to keep your motivation up, how to keep going, and man, what a time to be talking about motivation and to keep going. So, I get asked by folks how I stay motivated, how I stay energetic about my stuff, how I'm producing so much work, and, one of the things I had learned over the last couple of years is that motivation is a very, very fickle thing, that motivation comes and goes. Motivation, it happens in waves. Motivation is not here for you. If you're doing something that you love, even if you are absolutely passionate about it, even then, your energy for it isn't always going to necessarily be consistent. Your love of it isn't even always going to be consistent. Your wanting to do it isn't even going to always be consistent. So motivation is going to abandon you. There will be times where you don't feel motivated. You won't feel motivated to do the thing, especially if motivation is the only thing that you're relying on. But on the flip side, on the upside, on the bright side, I'm not sure, but on this side, what you can do to combat that or to not rely solely on motivation to get your things done is you can start creating good, healthy habits. Motivation comes and goes, but habits are harder to break once you've developed a habit. And you can do that with creativity. One of the things that frustrates me the most when I'm listening to other people talk to me about some of the challenges they face when they're trying to be more creative more consistently, or they're trying to do this full time as their work, is that they only create when they are inspired, i.e. they only create when they are super motivated to do so. And that's not enough. You have to have a level of self-discipline to create even when that motivation isn't always there, even when that high energy, that enthusiasm isn't always there. It's not always gonna be rainbows and bunnies and unicorns and shit. Sometimes, not even sometimes, a lot of the times, especially if you're starting off by yourself or doing a lot of the things for yourself as an entrepreneur, you have to be not just self-motivated, but self-disciplined in that you got to learn how to do the tedious things. You got to learn to make the lists. You got to send out the emails. You got to make the phone calls. You got to write up the contracts. You got to go over the language of things. And so creating habits is what's going to help you. And creating habits is what's going to, plot twist, help to make you a better artist as well. So something that I took on this year as a personal challenge was to do a drawing every single day. It's my hashtag 366 challenge, ba-ba-da-ba. And I wanted to do that because I wanted to continue to work on my own self-discipline. I want to create something every single day. And I wanted to work on my self-discipline in a way that wasn't going to drive me crazy and that wasn't going to have me quit like 2 weeks in because I hated it. So something else that I wanted to work on was like waking up at 5 a.m, right? But me knowing me, I know that I would have given up like a weekend. But when it comes to doing a drawing a day, it's already in line with who I am. It's already in line with what I do. And so I knew that this was something that was feasible for me, but was also, again, a challenge. So doing a drawing a day is one of those ways for me to build a healthy habit where I am, regardless of everything that's happening in my day, regardless of my schedule or whatever, I'm still making art every single day. And it's been good. It's been challenging. It's been living up to the name for sure. There are definitely a couple of days where I either forgot or life really fucking got in the way, with like personal emergencies and stuff. What day of the year is it? I think it's the 78th day of the year today. And, I've made 78 pieces of art. So, and that's dope. I have not actually said that out loud. Up until now, I have made 78 pieces of art this year. And that's really cool. And that is something, again, that I'm using to build a healthy habit. So, how has something like making a drawing a day made me a better artist? Well, one, it's helped to keep me consistent because I am literally doing it every day, or at least trying to. Again, life sometimes just be happening, but I'll still make up for it the following day. It's also helped me to become a better artist because I'm working on my technique. If I'm creating every single day, I'm not going to create every single day and get worse. The point is to have a habit that either keeps me grounded and keeps me even keeled or is helping me to improve. Actually, I think if you're even keeled, you're already improving. So that's another way that it helps me to become a better artist. Because I'm making it a habit, then I don't have to think about it as much. Meaning, if I'm just waiting until I'm motivated to create, in the back of my mind, low-key, that thought is there the entire time. Like, oh man, when was the last time that I painted something? When was the last time that I drew something? When was the last time that I flexed this muscle, this creative muscle? So I'm taking that stress off of myself too by turning it into something that's becoming like second nature to me. So if I'm making something every day, if I'm making sure that it's part of my morning routine, then I don't even have to worry about it. And for me, because it's drawing, I wanted to do something that was kind of going back to the basics. So again, it's improving my technical skill. And it also translates into improving other creative flows of mine. So if I'm working on drawing, if I'm working on using markers and blending and colors and different patterns and stuff like that when I'm doing my drawing of the day, that easily translates into better paintings for me. Because now I'm thinking of different ways of combining colors, of different shapes I could use. Inspiration, I'm putting that in quotes, by the way. Inspiration comes a lot easier when I'm doing something consistently. If I don't, again, if I have that fear and anxiety of creating something all the time, then I'm not allowing room for inspiration and new ideas to come. But if I'm banging these things out of the way, then I'm allowing and I am intentionally creating more room for new ideas to be born. So it's been helping me in painting a lot. It's also been helping in poetry a lot too, because just flexing that muscle of having a pencil in my hand on paper, or having a marker, or having whatever writing utensil I have in hand on paper, has also inspired that too. Again, I'm just creating more room for new things to come. And because I already know that I'm going to be creating every single day, then I know that I'm giving myself the opportunity to try and do new things every day as well. So if I'm creating something that's scheduled and that's disciplined and that sometimes even might be tedious, then I know that when it comes to the art, I can just be crazy and wild and explorative. Is that a word? It is now. Explorative in my artwork and in my creativity. I can go mad with it. So that's been really great. And those are the ways that I think, that I know, at least for me, that creating these habits, making these rituals, has helped me to become a better artist. Building healthy habits requires scheduling. It requires time. It requires some reflection too, in terms of what, figuring out what your rhythm is. Are you more productive in the morning? Do you feel more drawn to draw at the end of the day? What's your rhythm? And then how can you use that to most benefit your workflow and your art flow? So take some reflection, take some scheduling. I think it's really helpful when you create your own rituals. So for me, my morning ritual has become to wake up and give thanks, to meditate, to have breakfast, make and have breakfast without my phone around, to write. So I'll either write like the dreams I've had before, the night before, or I'll write about what I hope to accomplish this day. And then after that, do some learning. So I downloaded a program. I bought a class, and I do like a class or two a week. And if I'm not doing the class, I am reading something related to art and art business. Currently, I am reading the Graphic Artists Guild Handbook on Pricing and Ethical Guidelines. Shout out to the homie Andre Rochester, a fellow artist, amazing artist. Check him out on Instagram. His handle is @DreBPainting, who he gave me the book. I don't know how to properly word that, but he gave me the book, and it's dope. It's dope. I'll get into the book more so in another episode. But yeah, so I'm doing learning every morning. I'm doing meditating every morning. I'm doing gratitude every morning, breakfast, and trying to get my drawing of the day done in the morning. So before I am investing myself in other people, in getting to emails and all that, I am creating habits that are important to me. Habits that ground me, habits that are still creative in some way, habits that help me to expand. So here is your alchemy assignment. Your alchemy assignment, until the next time we meet, is to figure out what your healthy habits are going to be, what you want your healthy habits to be. what your natural flow is and how you can utilize that to create the healthy, happy, artistic, creative, dope habits that are going to turn you into an even better artist. Real quick, I wanted to say that the title of the episode was very much inspired by a song by Kelly Rowland called Motivation, where she sings, "Baby, I'm gonna be your motivation." But in this episode, obviously, I'm talking about not relying on motivation, thusly, the remix. Wanted to give credit where it was due. Anyway, you saw. It was a play on words. I'm a poet. Blah, blah, blah. Now for the outro. Alrighty, mi gente. This has been another episode of The Creative Alchemist. I am your hostess with the mostest, Sulinet. You can check out the rest of my life at sulinet.com. That's ZULYNETTE.com. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast and support it with a monthly subscription by clicking on this episode's description or by visiting anchor.fm/thecreativealchemist. Thank you to our current supporters. Until next time, stay hydrated, stay creative. Peace.